The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, I'm glad you're following me this morning on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On this week's program, we're going to have on Brian Anderson. He's the Tick Terminator. Don't you love that term? The Tick Terminator. To talk about all those little blood-sucking ticks and how what we can do to help prevent them getting on us and getting a free meal and a free ride. His site is theTickTerminator.com, theTickTerminator.com. And then we're also going to have on a local fisherman with over three decades of salmon fishing experience on Lake Michigan. Jeff Miltimore from Waukegan is going to explain to us what powerline fishing is on Lake Michigan. You're hearing a lot about it on the, you know, different articles and TV shows and stuff like that, but people really haven't explained what powerline fishing is. So he's going to come on and do that. We will then have in our last segment of the show the Aiden Fishing Report. That's right, and some other outdoor news and different other things that we can find in the great outdoors to bring to you. We once again would like to thank the newest sponsor to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. VisitSunsetCountry.com. This is your one location to check out everything great to do in Ontario. Whether you're looking for a lodge, a place to camp, just some great place or resorts to go to, kick back, find a place to go tent camping, maybe do some hunting later in the year. There's only one place to go. Visit sunsetcountry.com. And remember to tell all your friends to listen to the new free ESPN Chicago app on their smartphone, or and they can listen to our program anytime they want. It's simple as 1, 2, 3. And we tell all of your buddies to go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors for more information about the outdoors, video fishing reports, and more from across this great country. Well, pour yourself another cup of coffee or make yourself a sandwich or kick back and have a cool one outside while you're just enjoying a beautiful day. And be part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We'll be right back.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities, from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing?
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Be, you know.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know what? The phone is ringing. Well, hello there, my good friend, Mr. Brian Anderson from the Tick Terminator. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to have me on the show again. I always enjoy it, Chauncey.
Oh, thank you very much. We talked last fall when we were getting in the middle of, you know, getting hunting and bird watching and mushroom picking and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now we're coming into one of my favorite times of the year, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. Well, it does. It's called turkey season.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're turkey hunting, you're doing nothing more than many of us sitting on the ground, sometimes laying on the ground, taking a nap. We are in bed with the ticks, aren't we?
That's a good way to put it.
I just thought of that. I just thought of that, you know? Spring, you know, this winter was weird. Yes, we got a couple of, in the lower Midwest, central Midwest, the Chicago, southern Wisconsin, southern part of Michigan and northwest Indiana, we got a lot of snow towards the end of the season. But prior to that, it wasn't that bad. And ticks really need some cold weather to knock them down, don't they?
Well, it's got to be really, really severe cold weather to knock them down, because God gave them a special little liquid in their body that kind of acts like antifreeze. And so they take that consideration. They also take into consideration that they dive down underneath the leaf litter throughout the winter time in our area, in our part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of hibernate there, and they turn into the next, you know, they molt into the next series, you know, whether it's adult or nymph or whatever it may be. And then if they get even a little bit of snow, snow, as we know, is a wonderful insulator.
Mm-hmm.
They get an inch of snow, and they got a great blanket of insulation over them. And in order to really kill them, it's got to be 30, 40, 50 below, you know, for weeks and weeks on end. And we don't normally have that bad, you know. So they're hardy little suckers. Suckers, yeah. They're hardy little varmints, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they are hardy little suckers, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
but now
for sure.
The thing about it, I know we have antifreeze that we put into our bodies, but it doesn't work the same way.
Right.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. If y'all know what I'm talking about. But the thing with ticks are in the spring. Why is it just because we're spending so much time in close to the ground or whatever that we seem to get more in the spring?
Well, think of it. Think of a bear coming out of hibernation. What do they look for first? Food.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So a tick is kind of doing the same thing, because they've been kind of, well, in, for lack of a better word, we'll call it hibernating, over the winter. And they are looking for food. And especially if they were a brand new tick, you know, born last year, and now they're a nymph tick because they morphed into the next series. You know, they grew two more legs. Now they come out with eight legs. And they're tiny little ticks. And the thing that especially turkey hunters need to think about is they are so small, those little baby ticks, you can barely even see them. That's why people say that about 80% of the tick bites are from those little ticks that you can barely even see, because you don't notice them on your clothes or your boots or your shoelace even, you know? So that's why it's so important to protect the, especially, you know, like you said, they're in bed with the ticks, you know, laying. I mean, that's how turkey hunters are. I mean,
yeah.
You're on the ground, you know, and that's where ticks are.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't fall from trees. They're on the ground.
Your legs are on the ground. Your rear end is, you know, normally on the ground, sitting leaning against a tree. And, you know, you're just putting yourself in a position where you're going to get everybody and his brother kind of going, hey, the buffet is open.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. I can't think of a more vulnerable hunter to ticks than a turkey hunter.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Deer hunting, I mean, sometimes you're in a tree stand, sometimes, you know, you're in a shelter, and you're sitting. You're not sitting on the ground. I mean, I never do an night deer hunt, of course.
No, I
rarely
don't either.
So, I mean, almost any kind of hunting, you're walking or something like that, but who is more vulnerable than a turkey hunter? I mean, you know, I mean, I can't think of one.
No, I'm doing it next week.
so permethrin that I recommend to people, spraying their clothes with, you know, their boots, their socks, their pants, their what if they're wearing a coat, you know, some, you know, a camel coat, whatever it may be, basically head to toe. And it's great because it'll last on the season, you know, last for weeks on end. You don't have to keep reapplying it. I use that stuff on my deer hunting clothes in the fall because, You know, here in the UP where I live, sometimes it can be mild in November. And, hey, if, as long as it's above 32 degrees,
yeah,
you know, and it hits that, not uncommon at all in my area in November.
Mm-hmm.
So I prepare myself then, too.
Permethrin,
definitely.
You spray that on the clothing.
Correct. Not on your skin. It's on the clothing.
Yeah, and that means yep. on the clothing off of your body. Please. The only reason I'm being a little bit kind of hitting the hammer a little harder on a piece of wood is I saw someone post on the, you know, internet Facebook page, said, have you ever read this label? This sounds dangerous. Well, read the label two or three times because it'll say to you, spray it on your clothes while it's not on you.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
That's the best way to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, put on a clothesline, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace like that, you can spray it better. I mean, just think about it. when you're wearing it, you can't spray it as good as when it's, you know, either laying down on the ground, you know, flat
no.
or on a clothesline. You know, outdoors is best time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, best, you know, because then it's a very, very minor, if you want to call it insecticide.
Yeah.
I almost hate to use that word because it scares people. But,
right.
but yeah, it kills insects, you know.
Yeah,
but it doesn't bother us at all. That's why it's so wonderful.
Okay, now here's the next question for you. You use that to spray your boots and your pants and everything else. Should I be... I don't even know how to say this without sounding real stupid, but I'm good at sounding stupid sometimes. Should
yeah,
I should I be taking that the bottom of my pants and you know taping them so they're not as you know open hanging over my boot? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, so you can if you want. Yeah.
Does that help? I'm just trying to figure out ways to not get ticked.
Sometimes,
that sounded weird when I just said
camel,
it.
I've seen camel pants with drawstrings at the ankles even too.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking, right?
Yeah,
because you're.
I mean, sure, you can do that, yeah, definitely, and anything to help give them a little, you know, an opportunity, because nothing. The only thing that's 100% is if you stay inside. You know, obviously, we don't want to do that.
So, no.
The next best thing is protection, and there is nothing better than permethrin. Sprayed on clothes,
mm-hmm.
nothing. It's the go-to product that everybody uses out there.
Everyone uses. And that's just not something, you know, when we're talking about your clothing. You know, you got your outer shirt, your pants, your boots. What about, like, your T-shirt or anything like that? Do you spray that also? That's kind of a...
No, it's not recommended to spray, the, you know, under clothes.
Okay.
The outer clothes are fine because that's where they're going to come on first.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause see, the way permethrin works is when a tick or in the south a chigger or any little insect lands on a garment, apparel, clothes, pants, shirt, whatever, that's treated with permethrin, it affects their nervous system, and it drives them crazy. In a lot of cases, it will kill them, and it will make them a lot less more apt to be active and,
mm-hmm.
and that they can't function as well. I've seen ticks drop off me before. But when they start crawling up, you know, they get to your waist, your belt line, and they've crawled all the way up there, probably from your shins, you know. And every step that tick takes is driving them nuts because that permethrin is affecting their nervous system. You know, even a mosquito lands on a mosquito or a little black fly lands on a permethrin treated garment, it's going to feel it too. They're going to dance around. They're wondering, well, what did I land on here? You know,
really,
and they'll fly off.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So really,
DEET is different. DEET can go for skin, okay?
Yeah.
But permethrin and DEET, the way DEET works is the aroma, the smell, the odor interrupts the little antennas on like an ant, like a little black fly or mosquito, and they think what it tells them then is there's no blood there, so then they don't land, you know, because they just want blood. So that's how that works, and DEET is different. So permethrin is a contact repellent where it only is effective when it's contact. And nice thing, it is odorless, too. So remember that, hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Permethrin, when dry, is odorless. That's why it's important to do it before you go, like the day before,
mm-hmm.
treat your clothes, And then it's odorless. It dries overnight, and that's why deer hunting, any kind of hunting, is fine.
Yeah. And so, I guess, well, fishing's a little bit different, but if you have a pair of pants that you like to wear when you're out fishing a lot, you can spray them down before, just because you wind up sitting down on the ground when, you know, because you're not always standing when you're fishing, too.
Yeah, if you're fishing streams and creeks, stuff like that, you're walking through a lot of crap to get to the stream.
Yeah.
And
the ticks,
probably through some game trail stuff, whatever.
Yeah, ticks don't just sit on the ground. They'll go up a tall grass. They'll go up bushes and just kind of hang there because they're waiting for somebody to come by that they could kind of hitch a ride on, right?
Exactly, yep. Small grass or vegetation, and it's not always just us. I mean, obviously, they get on animals, too, but they're just, they sense our CO2 as we're breathing. They sense that, and they get all excited. You know, they got those two arms sticking out on the edge of the grass, and they just grab on, and then they start looking around. But, like, again, then the turkey hunter is just sitting there, you know. Oh, my gosh, talk about a bullseye for them, you know.
Like I said, the buffet table is open.
Yeah, the buffet table is open. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
The buffet
table. So we make the cool permission on our website, I'll tell you, the tickterminator.com. Pretty simple to remember, thetickterminator.com, is a permethrin that is really cool because it's a concentrate that somebody can mix at home, and it lasts a long time that way.
Oh.
Directions come with it, and it ends up being about half the cost because you mix it. It only takes a minute and a half to mix a bottle.
And then you just put it in a little spray bottle?
Yeah.
And then you
do on spray bottle, spray it on your clothes. Yeah.
And then right on the bottle, permethrin, you know. Skull and crossbones, yep. Whatever you want.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
So
that's
it works. It's a skull and crossbones to little insects, not to us.
Not to us, the little insects. Well, this is cool. Yep. You know, Brian, I want to thank you for coming on the show. What was the name of the website again?
The Tick Terminator.
And you can get the permethrin. You can get probably some other things on that site, too.
Some DEET on there, too, yeah. I only carry just a few little products. I'm all about, you know, insect repellent, you know, tick and Lyme disease prevention.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about Lyme disease or other disease that they have, and you don't want that.
No,
that's
well,
for
look,
sure.
That's for another segment in about a month or so, okay?
No problem.
Well, Brian, thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
Let me hear you say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, it's Captain Jonathan off Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And oh, I hear the phone ringing. Let's see who it is. Oh, well, it's our good friend of the show, Mr. Jeff Miltmore. Jeff, how are you?
Good, Chauncey. How you doing?
We're trying our best to have fun out here in, you know, get excited about good weather. And the one thing that you're really good at, you're probably good at a lot of things, but the one thing you're really good at is this whole power line scene on the Chicago lakefront.
Yes, I try.
Well, your trying is very good, I've seen.
I fish out of Waukegan, so we're a little north of Chicago, but we have very good fishing here, too.
Yeah. Now, what... people hear about power lining. They see a few pictures of power lining. What is power lining?
Well, basically what it is if anybody knows what a trout line is, it's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of hooks. You can run up to 50 hooks in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I average about 25 hooks is what I run.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you shoot it out there on a weight with a fire extinguisher. And it basically, I'd say 8 to 12 ounce weight,
mm-hmm.
which fits right inside the fire extinguisher with you have a copper pipe on there. And so it'll shoot it out. You have a rubber band on there. Approximately, it varies. Guys run them anywhere from 65 feet to 100 feet. Basically, what you do is I use butcher's twine. I tie that to the weight. You put that, slide that in the tube with the rubber band, and then you attach the rubber band. You attach to it to a fishing rod. So when you shoot it out, you can reel back in the fishing rod.
Mm.
Reel back in the rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
And then you proceed to tie on your hooks. Like I said, mine, I have approximately 25 hooks on mine. What I use for bait, I use night crawlers and minnows. But it's a lot of work. Setting up and everything probably takes about a half hour. So it's not easy.
No, no.
But it's a lot of fun when they're biting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it, though?
Right. Hey. I mean, I've done as well as I've had 7 fish in 20 minutes. I had my limit.
Mm-hmm.
So at times it can be terrible, and at other times it can be really good.
Yeah. What a lot of people may not remember is we used to, trolley fishing for perch and for smelt, which are non-existent in our shoreline, it seems like. But what you do is you hand throw an anchor out there, and the anchor is on a cotton cord, and then you try to grab the bottom with this anchor. Now, this is trolley fishing, just so we can get people to understand. You snag the bottom, and then you attach a weight that has generally two brass wheels on it, and that is what your runs up and down that cotton anchor cord down to your anchor, and you let it in and let it out. Well, I don't know who came up with the idea. I'd like to shake the person's hand for power lining. And originally, power lining was done by throwing just a chunk of weight. For a long time, I used, I would walk along railroad tracks and find the old spikes that,
correct,
that they took out and just left. You know, wasn't taking them out of the tracks. They were just laying there.
Right.
And I used to use that for power lining. And now what they do is, as you know, our good buddy Jeff just said, there's a CO2 extinguisher and there's a pipe attached to it, and you breech load it like you were breech loading a muzzle loader rifle, like, you know, the old Kentucky long rifles and all that stuff. But the thing is, you're not using any gunpowder. It's just the pressure of the CO2 going boom. But the thing is, how far will that go, Jeff?
Oh, it approximately goes 200 to 300 yards.
You could never throw 200 to 300 yards if you wanted
to. No. When you were talking about the railroad spikes, that's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably in 1980. You know.
Yeah.
So that's I got out of it for quite a few years, but I got out of it because I was a charter captain for 35 years. So I was a little too busy to be power lining at the time.
I would say so, John. I would say, yeah.
Right.
I would say so. Now, the thing is, when you shoot that out there, that rubber band that is attached to that cord that's attached to the weight, you pull it back just to the point where you want to say, oh, it's going to snap. It's going to snap, right? Is that about how you judge it?
That's correct. There's many a times I'm reeling it in. I'm thinking, well, is it going to break or not? You mm-hmm. know, and sometimes they do,
sometimes
they mainly break when we're pulling them in at the end of the day, and then we ended up losing a weight or something.
Yeah.
You know, but that's I make my own weight, so that's part of the game.
That's part of the game, right?
You're going to lose some tackle.
Now the thing though is, in the spring, once again, you have to visualize this long line of lures that are floating out there. A lot of people recommend using two bobber weights, and these are not the little bitty, you know, bluegill crappie weights that you use. We're talking, these things are like size of baseballs, right?
Right. The ones I use red ones and orange ones. Size-wise, they're approximately 3 to 4 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we use the styrofoam ones because they got less drag on them.
Because
you don't want something with a bunch of drag when you're having that rubber band pull it out.
Right.
You know,
right.
I've tried several other methods. I mean, I remember years ago, all anybody used was the things that the lemons come in. You know, the yellow ones.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never thought of that.
Yeah. That's all guys, you know, they didn't have the big bobbers back then. Or if they did, I never seen them, you know.
Yeah, I never
saw
them.
That's what a lot of you guys use. And talking about that weight always made me nervous when guys were swinging that thing around. I'm thinking, oh, if that thing lets loose, we're all dead.
Yeah, we're going to get clunked in the head.
Oh, God, I think it always scared me.
Mm-hmm.
I was never that good at it, but I had a guy that I fished with. He was real good at it, so I used to have him do it for me. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was dangerous.
Oh God, yes, it was. I imagine it was. Now the other thing is, you put those bobbers at the front and back of the line, right, of hooks.
Well, see, I run 24.
Yeah.
My rigs are rigged up in 12-foot sections, so I actually run three bobbers. I got your first one out there. Then once I get to the 13th hook, I put another one out there. And then once I get to the end, I put another one out there. You know, and I've had as many as four, you know, bobbers out there at times. You know, so it, and it all depends on how high the fish are. Right now, guys are getting them, you know, anywhere from 2 feet to 6 feet down on your bobbers. You got to, I vary them a little bit when I'm out there. That way I know, you know, if they're hitting shallow, then I bring everything up shallow. If it's deeper, then I drop everything down.
Now, the thing, you know, that's you just said, you know, if you want them, if you want it deeper, you can, you know, attach a line from the bobber to your hook line. And that'll keep it deeper. If you want, if you want to take the bobber off maybe the deep side and it goes from shallow water to deeper water, you can do that. So you can adjust where you're placing those hooks.
Correct.
You know.
And you know, just like my leader length. Well, my in between, I run 5 to 6 feet in between my hooks. But as far as the leader length goes, I average about 20 inches. You know, and I use nothing but fluorocarbon. So, and then on my power line itself, which you attach to your leaders to, I run 50 pound Andy because you want it to be stiff. You know, because otherwise, you'll get a tangle from God knows where.
yeah, you will. So you will.
The stiffer the line, the better when it comes to your main leader.
Now, how long does power lining fishing really work well?
Well, generally, I would say to about mid-October, I mean, excuse me, mid-May. It all depends on the water temperature, too. If we have a, you know, if we have west winds and we get cold water, it could last a lot longer. And if we have a lot of bait in there, you know, it could, you know, that could have a big effect on it, too.
Yeah.
But generally, mid-May, you know. But this year, they started late. I mean, they started getting them in Chicago right away, and generally we get them the 1st of April. I mean, the 1st of March. That's when we. But this year, they were a month late showing up. We got a lot of brown trout. But as far as the cohos itself, they were late. I don't know if it had something to do with that cold spell we had in February, or it's hard to say.
Yeah. Now, do you switch from, you know, fishing for salmon to fishing for perch with power line?
I would if there were perch around.
Yeah, if there were perch around. Yeah.
But I haven't done it power line. I haven't done that since I was a kid. So, you know, that's hard to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Well, you know.
Just like the other day, I had a buddy of mine. He goes, "You going to go smelt fishing?" I said, "Well, it's hard to say." I said, "For one thing, in Waukegan, nobody goes." Everybody goes, "Well, they're not there." I said, "Well, how do you know if nobody goes?" You know, well, he dropped off 6 nets at my house. Now I got plenty of nets.
Now, you're like me. I've got a collection in my garage.
Right, yeah. I mean, he brought these over, and a couple of them are brand new, you know. And, well, I'm going to give it a shot this year.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's just, you know, smelting has gotten to be a tough thing because they're just the numbers. I think if we do have them, I think some of them are all deeper. I don't think they're quite as shallow as they used to be. That lake is so clear, they're finding stuff to spawn on deeper water. So who knows what the smelt are doing? Who really knows?
Yeah, it's just like the perch, what, you know, where they all go, you know. I mean, they can't all be on the south side of Chicago.
No, exactly. You know, and the funniest thing.
Of course, they get them on the Michigan side in a few different areas too. They do real well, but I don't know what happened around here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jeff, you are talking to someone in the choir with you. I think the perch are just playing a game with us in Chicago, because
the bottom line, we got spoiled.
Oh, we did. You know? Oh, we did.
We had too good for too long.
Yeah, we were greedy too. We were greedy. I will say that.
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, Absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing better, though, than opening up that freezer and pulling out a package of perch fillets, you know.
Oh, I sure do miss them. You know.
In November and December, and you go, ah.
Right.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for coming on the show and explaining a little bit of power lining, because people have been hearing about it, but I don't think anyone's ever spoke about it. And I think that's...
No, not a lot.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I'm going to have to make sure I take a little trip up to Waukegan and come and see you power lining, okay, my friend?
Yeah, I won't be fishing tomorrow. My dad's got a doctor's appointment, but okay. I'll probably, you know, fish the rest of the week.
Yeah. Okay, you know, in the next week or two, we'll figure out a day, okay?
Yeah, not a problem.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
This is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund & Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund & Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to BizBaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at BizBaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you know, I hope you're having a good weekend so far. We're looking at next weekend being turkey season in the northern zone of Illinois, so I can tell you where I'll be. I'm going to be laying out in a field in Winnebago County, probably taking a couple of naps. And the turkeys will be dancing around me saying, "Ah, he's out here sleeping again." But that's okay. That's all right. Hey, I want to congratulate my good friend Mike Reynolds for he's out in Nebraska hunting Rio turkeys. It's another strain of turkeys, and he got two of them within an hour, and the next morning, he went out and he shot himself a hog, as they call him down there. They got a hog. Hog, we call him in Chicago. But that was, congratulations, Mike. Nice job on that one. Hey, let's talk about some quick outdoor thing here, since we're talking about turkey hunting. In Wisconsin, youth hunters can experience an excitement of Wisconsin turkey hunting with their family before the regular season opens for 2021. Youth turkey hunts begin 17th and 18th of April before the statewide hunt starts for the period A, it's called, on April 21st. The youth turkey hunt gives hunters under the age of 16 the opportunity to get out there and experience what turkey hunting is really like. Youth hunters must have completed hunter education or participate under the Mentor Hunter program to be eligible for the youth turkey hunt. To participate, a qualified adult must accompany the youth and not accompany more than two youth hunters at one time. The adult mentor must hold a valid 2021 hunting license. Hunters under the age of 12 and youth without a hunter education certificate can participate, but the youth turkey hunter must be under the Mentored Hunter program. For more information, go on to the Wisconsin DNR website for all of that stuff about the youth turkey hunting. Now it's time to talk about the most favorite part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. It's the Aiden, my grandson's fishing report from Western Michigan, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Grandpa, I've been playing a lot of street hockey and having fun. We've had a bunch of rain, so I have not been out fishing, but Dad and I checked out a couple spots. We saw a bunch of steelhead being caught by guys standing in the rain on the St. Joseph River. They were getting pretty wet, and they were using spawn sacks and plastic beads below the dam. Do they have to stand in the rain to catch fish? I don't like doing that. Okay, Aiden. We stopped by Muskegon Lake and saw the guys on the pier trying for brown trout and steelhead, but they said it was slow, but the anglers trolling the shoreline of Lake Michigan are catching a few lake trout, brown trout, and coho salmon. They were using chartreuse and silver and orange and gold color body baits, they said were their best bites on. The guy was real nice and telling me all the information. Dad and I then went to check on our boat before they put it in the water for this year in Grand Haven. Pier anglers have caught a few brown trout and a whitefish on spawn. The guy who caught the whitefish said they're really good to eat, and I should try doing that sometime. Small boaters have found yellow perch action to be hit or miss on minnows and spikes. Sometimes you get them, most of the time you don't, but you can catch a few fish. Love you bunches. Take care. See you next weekend, Papa. Love, your fishing magician, Aiden. Fishing magician Aiden. All right, then, once again, that fishing report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. You've got that boat you're looking for, you better grab that one. Smelt netting in Chicago opened April 1st and in the Park District, but it's just, there's really so few fish right now. Your nets can't go in until 7 p.m., must be out of the park by 1 a.m. No open fires, no closed tents, no parking on the grass or sidewalks. Dispose of your colds in trash cans meant for the charcoal. Don't dump them in an empty garbage can or a garbage can full of paper, because all you're going to do is start a fire. But as I said, there just aren't any smelt going on. However, what is going on, power liner anglers and casters are all up and down the lakefront. Power liners are doing quite well with night crawlers and large minnows shooting them out a couple hundred yards in the top 4 feet, keeping their baits. Casters are throwing little cleos and other slow-moving lures to entice a bite. Henry says all your power line needs at 3130 South Canal Street in Chicago. They also have parking passes for the lakefront from the Chicago Park District to purchase for DuSable and Burnham Harbor parking lots. Those are the only two that we have. Two Hot Dog Joey said that they went out on a boat, and they did very well in the top 10 feet, and they limited out pretty quick, so they had to just take a boat ride, so they felt like they spent the day on Lake Michigan. Okay, Two Hot Dog. Northwest Indiana, Tyree Williams said that they are working a lot of water, but if you pop one nice fish, you better circle back to that area and work that same area again. They've been working from Cal Park to Hammond to Gary, and if you get one fish, there's other fish in that area, so don't leave it right away. Stay in the top 12 feet. Crankbaits, jointed Rapalas, and thin-type spoons are doing very well. His buddies said the shore fishing has been on and off for coho, but just keep trying. Cook County Forest Preserves. Inland trout season opened on April 7th in the five lakes that are stocked. Remember, 16 and older, you need a license and a trout stamp. Under 16, you don't, but if you're an adult with a younger angler, you best have a fishing license. Other ponds and lakes, anglers are casting golden roaches and getting a few more bass under a bobber closer to shore and structure. Crappie are active on the windblown side of the pond and the lakes and really not very far from shore. Tampier, they're collecting walleye for their repopulation program for the eggs and stuff, and they're using live trap nets, so try to not cast into the trap net. Okay, it's... you're not going to pull the trap net in. Those things are, they're big, they're heavy, they're weighted down. I have reported that action was decent on minnows and small white jigs right now. Up on the chain of lakes, one word, water. We really can use some water. And I hope that this weekend they're going to start closing the Stratton Dam so that way we can, and locks rather, so this way that water will level will start coming up. I'm afraid that the fish spawning may have a problem because some of these areas they like to spawn are very low in water, if not some of them supposedly, I have not seen them, are supposedly dry. That's not a good sign. So let's get that chain level back up to a normal pool. Wren Lake. This report is sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism. Enjoy WrenLake.com. Crappie fishing. Jason John said, Chauncey, I know it sounds like a recording, but 154 Bridge, that's the road that cuts right through the middle of the lake. They're still catching fish off the rocks there in 8 to 12 feet of water. South Markham, as well as the break wall in North Markham, are giving up some nice crappie. So let's not pass up on all of that. Let's not pass up on all that. Go to enjoywrenlake.com to plan your next trip to a little bit of heaven at exit 77. Enjoy WrenLake.com. Braidwood. if the wind's not blowing so hard that, you know, it's not going to be safe for you, stay off the lake. But if it's a good day, get out there, because they're getting bass, stripers, and catfish from boaters. And shore anglers did well on bluegills and catfish. That's a nice thing to see for the shore anglers. I like that. Out at LaSalle Lake, bass are better earlier in the morning, in the day rather, and then midday, early afternoon, it kind of shuts down and switches over to catfish. So spend the day and fish them both, is my rule. Heideki fishing is extremely, extremely light this time of the year. Benton Harbor, Coho, south of St. Joe are doing okay. You don't need to go to the power plant, and they're fishing closer to shore. Walleye, I don't know. The river there, they should be more active, but they just aren't. Maybe they'll improve in a little bit, and more anglers will be out there. Up in Wolf River, my buddy Derek said walleye wanted a jig bounce straight up and down. If you don't make contact with the bottom, go home. You're not fishing. It's not worth it. Water temps are just 40, 41, and, you know, right in that area. So it's going to start happening really fast and really soon. Out of Wisconsin River, there's a ton of smaller walleye going on there. They're catching them below the dam. Size improves. It really needs a better size, but you're catching some fish that are spawned out, some fish are not spawned out. Who knows? You know, we're seeing so many different programs going on out there with fishing for the kids and fishing for a number of different groups. Spring is a great time of the year, but you just need to be a little bit careful because, you know, the shoreline gets pretty muddy. You could slip, fall in, slide in. And, you know, kids, mud, and water all equal a dirty ride home. It really does. And it's just, it's really phenomenal. Some of the charter boats, I just got to received a note on my computer screen, have been going out of some of the harbors in Chicago and Waukegan and Winthrop Harbor. And they said action's been very good for Coho, limiting out in a short period of time. Everything is close to the surface, Johns. Let's not get goofy or crazy out there, because we could just enjoy a time in the great outdoors and have some fun in the great outdoors. We're seeing also a number of things with turkey season in the northern part of Illinois starting up on Monday. It was last week in the central part, southern part of Illinois, the southern zone. Reports from the southern zone are pretty decent on the number of birds that were harvested and people were seeing. And all I'm looking forward to is just getting out there, listening to those birds, gaggle a little bit, give a little putz, little purrs and stuff like that, because it's not just the turkey hunting. It's the camaraderie of sitting with your friends, telling jokes very quietly so you don't scare the turkeys, and just having a fun day. You can't go wrong with that, no matter what you're really, really trying to do. Okay, we did that, we did that, we did that. We did the Aiden Fisher report. Got to do that one. Well, I can hear the flute kicking up here, so that must mean the show is coming to an end. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from the Sioux Nation. And this time of the year, with everything growing, it's a very appropriate one. Walk gently on Mother Earth. She is pregnant in the spring, and life will be coming out of the ground so soon. Walk gently and be careful. In the spring, Mother Earth is pregnant. How very true. We don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.